Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Oh, man, Zio is so cool. You know, he's down to earth. You know, relatable, somebody you can talk to. And then the defense, man, it's so complex, man. And the guys we got up front is going to make the job easier in the back end. Oh, man, I'm super excited, man. Like, you know, iron sharpens iron, man, and I want the best. I can't even explain how excited I am about the opportunity to face these guys.
I have a plan for it. I think I know what I want to do, but it's still 2 weeks away, then 3 weeks away, then 4 weeks away before we play these games. So, you know, there's a lot of water to go under the bridge still. But we think about that stuff very, very closely. And probably going to be a more appropriate question when we get to, closer to the first game than it is now, because I just couldn't answer it now. I wouldn't know. I think he's healthy, stronger than he's ever been. Looks great out here the first 2 days. This guy's a highly touted player, you know, and the narrative that has been pushed by some in this circle and the words that get used are just insulting, but the guy busts his butt and he's a hell of a player and I expect him to have a great year.
Harv throwing haymakers, talking about David Ajabo, and he is healthy.
Oh yeah, he's definitely healthy.
And he is on the bubble, let's be honest.
Yes.
But what's the narrative? Help me out. Wait, injury prone, and Nolan get in here. I mean, the narrative's kind of spoken for itself, right? I mean, nobody's making crap up here, I don't think.
Bob, and you know this, I loved him coming out.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and now, I mean, when you watch him on, all I go is what I watch on film, watch the games. And he stands up off the ball, he's mechanical. And I always say paints by the numbers. It's like 1, 2, 3, you know. And he's just not natural. Whereas at Michigan, you know, he was coming and dipping and ripping. And, like, he doesn't bend like that very often. And he stands straight up. And it, to me, it's been him or Adisa Isaac, you know. I mean, I don't know that if they can keep six. If they keep six, then he's got a chance. But the only way that they keep him is he's got it. Now, preseason, yeah, he's playing a lot.
Sure.
You know, but he needs to show that he can rush the passer. Because he and, you know, and then the first day of practice, I mean, Ricard came, kicked him out, and rolled him, you know, KO'd him. You know, so that wasn't a good look in the first day. So he... When the pads come on, he's got to show up. I mean, we got to be talking about, I got to come back from practice. Or, like, when you go on August 4th, you say, damn, Jabo looks different to me.
Yeah. And look, coming out of Michigan, as we said.
Yeah.
Blew his Achilles. Unfortunate. Big time. But he was expected to be a top 20 pick, first-round guy.
No doubt.
And we even said it, Nolan, as you recall. After the Ravens got him in the second round, got a steal.
No doubt.
Steal in the second round, and you knew he was going to convalesce from the Achilles. Came back later in the season, got a sack against Joe Burrow, of all people, late in the season. But since then, it was a knee injury, and when he does play, you don't even realize he's on the field. But John Harbaugh, talking about narratives, man, he's, for this media that he loves sometimes, and maybe it's a shot at the fan base too. I mean, I don't know why he'd get pissed at the fans, but I mean, he's running hot on a couple of subjects.
He's been on one this week.
Yeah.
He's talked twice and he's been hot both days.
Yeah. Right. And then you throw in the podcast clip about the Super Bowl or bust we talked about yesterday.
All of us losers have never won anything.
But you know what's funny is every player.
I wanted checkers once.
Every player that has been interviewed, they other than Lamar, you know, is it's about winning the Super Bowl. That's why they're there.
Well, shouldn't be a controversial statement at all. I mean, that's your profession, last time I checked.
But getting to a Ajabo, though, if he's healthy and he looks great, to quote the great Ozzy Osbourne, who we're going to be hearing from. No, that's Allison Chains, my bad. No excuses.
Yep.
No excuses.
Then. Well, this is it. And, you know, fourth year for him, and as a second-round pick, that's it. So whether it's here or elsewhere, he's fighting for his life. And let's be honest, he's up against it. He's farther down the depth chart. They drafted Mike Green, so there's another guy that instantly gets put ahead of you in the pecking order. It's not just as simple as, hey, here's your opportunity, take advantage of it. It's, hey, here's a slight opportunity, but even if you take advantage of it, it still might not be enough. I mean, there's just so many people in this depth chart now. Someone could go down. We've seen that before. But I got to be honest, there's no guarantee that he even makes the team. And we're talking about the bust label being unfair. If he doesn't make the team, he's absolutely a bust.
Yeah. And from what he has done, I mean, I hate to say it, but we have not seen the kid who played at Michigan with the 16 sacks or 15. Nope.
And that was a one-year thing. I mean, Hutchinson was on the other side, just wreaking havoc.
Yeah.
And maybe he was like Isaac with Chop Robinson at Penn State.
Yeah.
Where Chop Robinson was getting all the attention and Isaac was allowed to eat. I mean, it works both ways. But, okay. And John Harbaugh, I get it. He's defending his player. And he's saying, you know, all this, the narrative is whatever. But now, by him saying what he's saying, then there's no excuse for him to not perform.
No, there is none. I mean, he just like their Super Bowl or bust, there's no excuses anymore for him. He's totally healthy. That's not an excuse anymore. Physically, looks good. But what I want to see is, I mean, you hear the coach, stay low. You know, I'm tired of, you know, and Mike Green comes off naturally and stays low. Now, Bob, with Isaac, that one's going to be interesting too, because he's probably got the least explosiveness of any of them, you know, because I think he was like 4.75 or something like that. You know, and he's just a high-effort guy. He's got to show up when the pads come on, preseason games, like making tackles and, you know, doing those kind of things, because that's what he does is effort, chase, hustle.
Well, speaking of preseason, we also heard from John Harbaugh. No More Tears was the song I was thinking of. And No More Tears, Harbs. If Jabo doesn't work out, and you got to cut him. No more tears, because we have no excuses. But how they're going to handle the Ravens the preseason?
Oh, I can tell
as
you.
Cincinnati's come right out and said we're going to maybe try to whatever for whatever the reason it is there with Taylor. What do you think, John Harbaugh's?
Well, I could tell you right now, Bob. Lamar Jackson is not playing in the preseason,
and he shouldn't.
Right. Derrick Henry is not playing in the preseason. Zay Flowers is not playing in the preseason. None of the, those guys aren't playing. Justice Hill, maybe. Keaton Mitchell, probably, yeah. Ronnie Stanley, nope. Rest of the O-line, left guard, absolutely. Falele, yep. Rosengarten, I give him some rep. I think, you know, give him some rep. Everybody else, the O-line. Defense, Matabike, no. Travis Jones, no. Roquan, no. All those veteran
Van
secondary
Noy,
guys,
no,
all
yeah.
those veteran secondary guys. No, you know, what do I gain? I mean, for them playing, we talked about this some yesterday, like with the Bengals. I mean, if they're playing a series or they're playing eight plays, it's risk versus reward. What's the reward for them playing eight plays? Nothing. You know, I would tell them guys, we got two scrimmages, you know, with Indy. And then Washington. That's your preseason.
Yeah. And that's if they go to 18 games, which appears to be an inevitability,
yep.
Preseason might become a thing of the past all together in the joint practices. But last year, Kansas City, Andy Reid does it with Mahomes and Kelce and all those guys. Nolan, correct me if I'm wrong. I think Hollywood Brown got hurt on the very first play.
Yes.
Or at least the very first series of the preseason. It missed 10 weeks. So there's the risk. And there's going to be a celebration of the 75 Colts coming up here in September, which we're going to talk a lot about. So stick around for that. But 1978, which maybe changed the fortunes of the entire franchise. That was the first year of the 16-game regular season. Burt Jones is playing in the final preseason game against Detroit. Bubba Baker, who had a long...
Number 60.
Yeah, and they did the stat breakdown because sacks weren't official stat to 82. He actually holds the record for sacks. He sacks Burt in the first quarter, separates his shoulder. He was never the same after that. And when he got hurt, like Lamar, they lost Burt Jones. They had got rid of Lydell, Raymond Chester, and all this. It's another story for another day. It would be a fireable offense nowadays. So that's the risk. That was a franchise-changing injury. Lamar plays in a preseason game, and some slappy rolls up on his ankle and knocks him out for 8 weeks. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm firing a coach that put him in there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a big risk versus reward to your point.
You know what's crazy is like when I was at the Niners, a lot of times we'd have five preseason games we'd play to Europe, and the starters would play the first series. Second game, they'd play first quarter. And then the third preseason game was the big one, and you would play one series into the third. And, like, you're holding, you know, when you're watching that game and you're coaching, I mean, the whole thing is please don't let anybody get hurt. You know, right. I mean, it's not about watching, like, oh, that was a great – no, nobody got hurt. That's a win. So why do it, you know?
Yeah, Dolphins just lost a DB. Justin Fields dislocated his toe. Yeah. They're not even in pads yet.
Yeah.
And they're dropping like flies. But anyway, John Harbaugh knows more than me. Got the Super Bowl ring to prove it. Anyway, we'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We heard from Jair Alexander as well. We'll replay one of those cuts as he talks about coming into Baltimore. This is a guy with a proven track record of success. Unfortunately, injuries have been a big part of his resume, and he's in a division with a lot of good receivers too. So he's looking forward to that challenge. Orioles win yesterday. 4-3, Gunner with a big hit in the seventh, and then Soto gets the save because the Mountain, he's on the IL. Rocky's coming to town. I guess if you like runs, this will be your series. Two of the worst pitching stats in baseball. Get it on. It's Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw, featured artist Friday. It's Ozzy here on the Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Facing the wide receivers in the AFC North, it's Featured Artist Friday, Ozzy Osbourne slash Black Sabbath, as we pay tribute to the Oz Band, passed away earlier this week, Diary of a Madman, off of that album, 1981. Brilliant album, no doubt about it. But Jair Alexander, brilliant player. Unfortunately, been banged up a little bit. And Green Bay, I'm saying jettisoned him. They had a mutual parting of the ways. And, you know, the Pack's a contending team in the NFC. But, Vinny, what do you like from what you've seen so far? And, you know, if he's healthy, I mean, is he a guy that ascends to maybe one of the top five defensive players on the team level sort of stuff?
Yeah, hopefully he does. He got ball skills. And, Bob, the biggest thing with him is he is very confident in his ability, very confident. And it shows the way he plays. I mean, he's going to talk trash. He's going to get up in their face, and he's going to do those things. I mean, Tez Walker beat him on a double move yesterday. They were doing one-on-ones, beat him on a double move on a deep ball. Then the thing I like about him, Bob, is like he wants more. Like, give me more reps, give me more reps. Like, you know, I mean, he's one of their best corners. And Wiggins didn't take, you know, like a lot of guys weren't taking any. And when they ended the drill, he said, no, give me one more, you know, and that's what I like about him. I think that he's going to bring like a lot of compete and cockiness and talking trash. Bob, he would have fit with the Ray Lewis and that type of defense. You know, the guys cocky, confident, sure, talk trash. That's him.
But the skill set's undeniable.
Yeah, he's got great ball skills, I think. You know, especially like on a deep ball and stuff. And the thing that I noticed too, Bob, he is extremely smart. He'll gamble because you see him like he's like in three deep or whatever. Because I was watching him and like he's got deep third, you know. And then you see a guy going down the middle of the field and he sees like I see him like, I'm going to go jump that crossing route. I know the crossing route's coming, but he looked first to see if the safety had the guy going down the middle of the field. Yeah, he's got him down the middle of the field. Now I can jump, you know, and then he's like looking over at the safety after say, hey, good job, you know, taking that guy so he can do that. So you after 2 days, Bob, I saw more communication than I saw at the beginning of last season.
It's 58-81-057 The Fan. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Featured Artist Friday, Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath. Anything you want to hear from him, send a request to the Plaza Sports text line at 410-583-1057. Talking earlier, John Harbaugh got kind of aggressive, responding to a David Ajabo question. Let's go get Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's up?
What's good, Vinny and Bob?
What's
doing,
happening?
Man,
Friday. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So maybe you can help me with this a little. I mean, for me, David Ajabo, I mean, they picked this guy and kept him around like he was going to be the next Lawrence Taylor or something. I don't understand how having him here has benefited our team at all.
Let me ask you this. How's it hurt the team? Because who did they cut instead of him? That's my thing. Really, they're giving him an opportunity to see if he can do what he did at Michigan. Because if he could get healthy, he could be a productive player for them. I mean, I think, like Bob said earlier, I think this is his last chance. He's got to show out. He's got to make some wow plays, some wow sacks, like bend the corner, and people got to be talking about him.
Yeah, I'm with you, Vin, because I guess for me to answer your question, I guess I just felt like we could have probably found somebody else that could at least perform equally to what they believe he can. But, you know, he basically hadn't done nothing. So it's kind of hard to, you know, compare. But yeah. I just felt like there was plenty of football players along the way that we probably could have grabbed up and probably had in there.
Well, they did. They were second in the league in sacks last year and first the year before.
2 years ago, yeah.
So I think it's worth waiting, you know, because he's finally healthy. Just like with Ronnie Stanley, Ronnie's first, you know, 2 years, Ronnie sucked. You know, they gave him a pay cut, you know, and then he came back, played his ass off because he was healthy. And now, you know, year two, he's totally healthy. And you know, Ronnie looks good. All right, Keaton Mitchell, he's in year two after his surgery. And he looks like he's back to normal. All right. This is Ajabo year two for him being healthy. And you got to crapper get off the pot.
Now, with Stanley, Marlon Humphrey had a terrible 2023 by his own standards and bounced back, made the Pro Bowl, was an all-pro last year. They had proven track records. Ajabo, quite frankly, does not. Always is Lawrence Taylor compared to what David Ajabo has brought to the equation so far.
No, no doubt.
For whatever reason, it's a fact.
Ajabo's got to get production, and he's got to get it. Bob, he's got to be – this is the indie practice, the indie preseason game, and the next preseason game, the Washington practice and the Washington preseason game. It's his Super Bowls every – those games, he's got to be like – he's got to go into it like it's regular season for him because I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting for 53.
Is Jalen Armon-Davis in the defensive backfield kind of in the same boat? Injuries have lessened his abilities to get out there and contribute. If he gets hurt, and let's not go for Micah, doesn't happen, or just, I mean, is he caught in a numbers crunch and there's nothing he can do to change things here?
Well, he's got to play well. He's healthy and he's athletic. I mean, I like some of the things that he can do, Bob. He's a good player when he's healthy. But here's the thing that's going to possibly what could get him is he's a free agent after the season. The two rookie corners that they drafted, Longer Beam and 31, but not Bone.
Bone. Lisa Bone.
They have them for 4 years, Bob. Whereas Armon-Davis,
sure,
you know, they probably lose him after the year. So if it comes down to that, and you know, they're kind of on the same page, you know, they're both third string corners or whatever. No, I'm keeping the guy with 4 years, not one.
All right, let's get out to the phones. Then we'll come back after the break and give any thoughts on the first 2 days of training camp. If anyone stood out, either good or bad, who has it been? Let's go to PT in Towson. PT, what's happening?
Bob, didn't I tell you O'Neal was going to get hot?
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's going to be 100 degrees out there. He better be hot tonight, like everybody else.
I just hope he's in the lineup tonight. But I wanted to talk to you guys about Harbaugh. And look, you two think he should be the man. That's good enough for me. I'm riding with Harbaugh. But I just wonder, he has canned I guess four different coordinators: Trestman, Morningweg, Roman, and Martindale. I believe that's correct. And so why do you, and I know he's gotten to the playoffs, but I do think throughout there's been, you know, a lot of all pros, obviously, but quite a few, I believe, Hall of Famers. I think you guys would, you know, agree, at least, you know, more Hall of Famers on over this last decade with this Raven team than probably any other team, maybe KC. But anyway, my question is, why do you think Harbaugh has retained the job?
Because they win. And, you know, he's got a better record than Mike Tomlin. Everybody loves Mike Tomlin, you know. So right. I think that's the – and Bisciotti, you look at Bisciotti. Bisciotti doesn't make a lot of changes. You know, he's kind of like Pittsburgh and that way and like New England was and everything. Continuity. And you know what's funny? You mentioned Mark Trestman. You know where Mark's coaching at?
No.
With Jim Harbaugh.
Right. And Roman's with Jim as well. Yes. And Roman is having great success with the offense out there. Look, you guys, he's good enough for you guys. He's good enough for me. I just wonder if he was in another setting, you know, some other owners would have canned him by now. I think some of this lashing out over the last 48 hours is tied to him, whether consciously or subconsciously, knowing how much pressure he's under.
PT, I'll say this. Being a former GM, if I had Harbs as my coach and I'm winning all that he's winning, mm-hmm. I ain't getting rid of him.
Yeah, and you mentioned the continuity. Tomlin was brought up.
Yeah.
Steelers, since 1969, the Beatles were still together. They've had three coaches.
Right.
The Ravens, since their inception, which goes back, this is the 30th season of Ravens football. They've had three coaches. And what do they both have in common? They're successful franchises. You get a hair up your ass Haslam, and you're whacking a guy. Stefanski's won Coach of the Year twice, right?
Yep.
They get off the. He's going to get fired this year because of the dopey ownership. Bisciotti stays out of it. The Rooney stay out of it, and let football people handle things.
Right, but should Tomlin still have a job? I mean, I think that's a legitimate question.
Sure, you have to ask a Steeler fan.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, they haven't won a playoff game in what, 5, 6,
almost
7 years?
Right. Yeah.
So
no, I agree. Well,
let's fire the guy that wins his division. PT, I love you, man. Tyler O'Neill already had two hits. We'll see. He had a hard throw yesterday, so maybe he's got a pinch in his neck or something. We'll find out tonight. There's PT, ever the optimist when it comes to the Orioles.
Yes.
I mean, you think we're talking about the 69 Orioles, but the Ravens, fire the coach. We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Give Vinny's impressions of camp so far. Only 2 days in, but it has started. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, 11 o'clock. Whip around 11:15.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't want to miss it. And Kramer's been on a roll. Freeland's 2-10 with a +5 earned run average. It's going to be like 100 degrees. I'm expecting a lot of home runs over the weekend at Oriole Park Camden Yards. But come on down and say hi to us. We haven't seen you in a while. It's me, Jim Hunter, and Mr. Electricity, Nolan McGraw, who's going to be hovering over the equipment like a mama bear hovering over her cubs, because we don't want to be inside. Not that we don't like pickles, but it's like the equator in there. And when there's going to be, you know, however many people Old Bobster can only sweat out so much fluids. You dig where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I'm going to bite my tongue.
Yeah. Bite your tongue. All right, Orioles, Rockies, Ravens back at camp today. Day three. Let's get out to the phones. Vinny's going to break down some of the highlights and lowlights. Like the Looper didn't kick yesterday for whatever reason. Try to figure out what that was all about. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Vinny. What's going on with y'all?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Hey, I know everybody you know talking football right now, but I'm still not ready to talk football. Okay. You know, we got a long season ahead of us, man. So, and now I'm going to go back to these olds, man.
Hey, let's do it.
Yeah, man. So during the All-Star break, you know, how I said that, you know, we can go to Tampa and win 2 out of 3, go to Cleveland and win 3 out of 4, and then sweep the Rockies, man, and we'll be still in this thing, you know. But
how'd that work out for you?
No, it ain't work out good at all, man. It ain't go good at all.
It was the opposite direction.
Yeah. You know, did PT call in today?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Tyler O'Neill's we're building a statue for him next week.
Oh, really?
And he wanted to fire Harbaugh. So there you go.
He went to fire Harbaugh. Yeah. Well, he didn't talk about the old still probably making the wild card.
No.
I thought he was going to say, you know, we already won yesterday, and if we can sweep the Rockets, we'd be on the full game there and get us right back in there.
Not even PT's that delusion.
Yeah, so I guess we all done gave up by now and accepted the fate of the old.
Yeah, man. Just look forward to August when Bisaio comes up. Keith Law rated him today as the 8th prospect in his updated top 60. Ike Irish was 41, who they just drafted. So Mountcastle's coming back. Adley's coming back. Bradish pitched yesterday.
Right,
Mountcastle
right.
hit a home run down for Norfolk. So we're going to get some of the pieces back. The next 2 months, Rashawn, are going to be a glimpse of the core for next year. But Mike Elias still has to add a ton because I'm guessing Dominguez and Soto are going to be gone.
Yeah, me too. I think they're going to be gone. And so hopefully, you know, they do handle business, you know, against the Rockies tonight. And I'm not going to be able to make it tonight.
Oh.
I got to, I got a date. You know, I got to take someone out on a date because.
Take her to the O's.
No, I might run into other people. I don't want to, you know, trying to go through nobody's going to see me.
You
know, yeah, you know, but Dustin is coming though. Dustin be down there. So he loves some floppy hats. He's actually cutting his vacation short in Ocean City, you know, to come down. Even though I think he got put out of Ocean City. Something's up with that, man. But
if you get thrown out of Ocean City, you have crossed multiple lines for sure.
Yeah, but yeah, he said he'd be down there and holler at y'all at Pickles tonight. So, and make sure he don't get into it with no Rockies fans down there either, man.
Well, you know? All four of them?
Yeah, four of them. How about that, man?
Yeah. All right, Rashawn, you have a great weekend. Good luck on the date tonight.
Oh, okay, man. No problem. Appreciate that.
There's Rashawn over there still liking the Orioles, and why not? We're all Oriole fans here, ride and die. Let's go to Chris in Baltimore. Chris, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Oh, man, guys, thank you for picking up my call. I appreciate it. Vinny, two questions about David Ajabo on the pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's still having some doubts off of his health, his injury? That's why he's probably not performing the way he is. And then, two, if he doesn't make it, do they go off of Clowney or a veteran pass rush?
Well, they got 6 right now. So if they kept 5, you know, I mean, to me, it's either Isaac or Ajabo. And they don't like to get rid of draft picks. You know, that, I mean, Isaac's only been here, what, this is year 2?
Yeah.
So, if Ajabo looks good, I think they keep 6. I think they find a way to keep 6.
Okay. Thank you guys for picking up my call. I appreciate it. You guys have an outstanding weekend.
All right, Chris, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend yourself. And look, as soon as Clowney was released by Carolina, the obvious connection was back to Baltimore. And Nolan, help me out here. Did he even tweet something out? Like somebody said to him, back to Baltimore makes sense, and he liked it or something like that. But, you know, Clowney's a guy that's going to sit back. And like Von Miller went right to Washington, and I can get out of bed and rush the passer, but Klein is going to wait for the perfect opportunity, and who knows if Baltimore will be.
Somebody would have to get hurt, I would think, Bob, for Clowney. And like you said, I think Clowney wants to come in week of the first game, wherever he goes.
Yeah, and why not? All right, let's get out to the – or we'll Take a break. Come back. Take more phone calls. 410-583-1057. Biddy's going to give us a scouting report based on what he has seen the first 2 days of training camp. Who are the players that have... Hey, how's Cooper Rush looking? How's Bo Braid looking? TJ Tampa. We'll talk about some guys that we normally don't get into with Biddy next. Same thing with Jonah Schaefer, top of the hour, from the Baltimore Banner, of course. And then the whip around 11:15, what happened in the world of sports last night? Not a lot. There was a trade, Major League Baseball, and we'll look back at historic Orioles stuff, and we only talk about the good things, so wins are coming. But John Harbaugh, the question was, Vinny, because you were there.
Yeah.
Why no Looper yesterday? Got the day off. What was he, in street clothes?
No, he was just in a jersey, tennis shoes, no helmet.
Okay.
Standing on the sidelines. And Bob, it's no different than they did at the OTAs in a minicamp. He didn't kick every day then. You know, the first day they both kicked, probably, you know, one took six, the other took four. And then yesterday, Hovland got them all.
Hoyland.
And he made them all. You know, and he's
all inside 45 yards.
They're not kicking anything long right now. And I think they're working on technique or something, because he's wearing that GoPro camera, you know, on his helmet. Look kind of weird.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a camera that what sport uses the GoPro? The quarterbacks use that sometimes.
They've been around for about like 15 years. Yeah. It's just a camera that
I must have been absent that day.
Yeah.
Tua was wearing one on his helmet after the concussion stuff a couple years ago. So they go back and look at it. It gives you a kind of that POV look of what's going on at practice.
Okay. Harp says for kickers, you can see his plant foot and stuff. It's a different angle.
So, oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. So the Looper will kick today, and Hovland, number five, he'll be on the
Hoyland.
Side. Hoyland. Until he's the kicker, get his name right. You know? So, but yeah, Looper will have it today, and Hoyland, I'm guessing, Saturday then, and Monday, first day of pads, maybe both.
All right, August 7th, are we going to see both against the Indianapolis Colts?
I would say yes. I would say we'll see both. I would say that Looper will get the first one.
Okay. Now, I'm not an expert on either one of these guys, to be totally honest with you, but Loop, first kicker they've ever drafted.
Yes.
Big leg. He's Tucker. To use a comparison, Nolan, if I'm wrong, help me out here. I still don't know what a GoPro is. He'd be Tucker, Hoyland's Stover. Is that fair?
Yes.
Like Stover may not have had the big leg. He blast a 50-yarder every now and again.
Think,
but accurate as hell.
Randy compared him.
There you go.
Him.
Look at me. I win, son. I won. Winner.
I mean, does anyone think that Hoyland actually has any chance of making... I mean, come on.
No.
No. If it's not going to be Loop, it's going to be a veteran.
Well, the only
kicker.
Way that Hoyland...
As long as it's not Zuerlein.
The only way that Hoyland has a chance, in my mind, if he just consistently... Makes him, gets in a preseason game and makes all his kicks 40s, you know, and he gets a shot at like 51, 52, and he makes it, and he makes everything, and the Looper's all over the place. I could see them like, hey, okay, but then offensively, we know what we got to do. You know, we know the line that we have to get to. It's probably 10 yards in more than it was with Tucker.
All right, let's talk about some guys that we haven't spoken about too much yet. What do you think of Cooper Rush? Through 2 days.
Cooper Rush, he's not very tall. He's not athletic at all. He's got a good arm. He can throw the football. The thing that I like his deep ball still, and I said this before during OTAs and minicamp, I want him to get more air under the ball. Get more air under it. You know, they only have three quarterbacks in camp, so which is kind of not many. So he's fine. I mean, he's going to get a lot of work in the preseason, I'm guessing.
Sure.
Leary will get... some fourth quarter stuff. I mean, because he's going to be on a practice squad probably. I tell you what, Bob, some of the guys that I really liked yesterday, they were doing like one-on-one type drills, and Andrews gets open way different than Likely gets open. You know, like Likely gets up there first and he comes on the DB. I can't remember who it was. It might have been Hamilton or what, but I mean, he's quick enough to get in and out of breaks, create separation, and then he goes down the field, makes a great one-handed catch, Likely. All right, Andrews got to beat the guy up to get open. That's how he gets open. So, I mean, it's two different styles, and both caught the balls, you know, and Andrews is not that explosive guy in and out of breaks. Andrews is, you know, 270 pounds. So he's going to do it differently. But they both got open and they both caught the ball. Now, Zay Flowers, I mean, Zay just so quick and so explosive. I mean, Lamar hit him on a deep one and Zay dropped it, you know, which, I mean, come on. He's got to make that catch because it would have been a beautiful play. Bateman looks like a different guy at camp. He's just so confident. And the way he runs routes, he's confident. You know, just the way he carries himself is so different. You know, he knows he's good. Like, he ran an out and up on Wiggins and had him by 2 yards. And Lamar, it had to have been like a 55-yard throw. Boom, right in the hands. It was a beautiful play. Beautiful play. So, I mean, those guys look good. Your pass catchers look good. You know, Charlie Kolar, Bob, he catches one like on a quick screen and team, and the defense is hauling ass. Bam, slap it right out. Fumble. You know, so he is a totally different athlete than the other. I mean, there's a huge drop-off in athleticism and stuff from those two. I mean, you know, likely can play wide receiver. You know, he could be like a big wide receiver, you know, out there. So that's the impressive part. All four of those guys, the four guys that the Ravens are counting on, look great.
How's DeVonta's Walker looking so far?
He beat Jair in one-on-ones, beat him on a deep right. I mean, went deep, you know, and caught it and everything. Great speed. I watched him in their drills, route running and stuff. He's working on his routes. He's working on getting his pads over his toes, bending his knees, getting in and out of cuts. You know, he kind of follows Bateman. He's trying to kind of do like Bateman does because Bateman and Zay is, you know, because Tez is taller receiver, kind of like Bateman. So watching what he does, you know, feed in, getting bent and doing all those things. That's what he, because Zay is 5'9", or, you know, and it's a lot easier for a smaller guy to get in and out of cuts. I thought Wester is kind of showing a little something. Other than that, any of those, Wallace is Wallace.
Sure.
You know, so that I know what I'm getting with him. The other guys to me kind of seem like, guys. And Anthony Miller's not jumping out at me like he did in the OTAs and minicamp.
Real quick, Jonas Schaefer going to join us 11:30 in the Featured Artist Friday portion of our program, which is Ozzy/Black Sabbath. But with Walker, his speed different than Duvernay's speed. Duvernay now in Chicago with the Bears. I mean, Duvernay had speed but didn't play fast. Does Walker have a little more of that burst?
Yeah, he has better play speed. He has shown that he can get deep. And Duvernay was stiff in the hips. Tez Walker's not. And when you're stiff in the hips, you can't get in and out of cuts.
Any questions for Vinny about training camp first 2 days? Day three is today. Jonas Schaefer, will preview that with him coming up at the bottom of the hour. Got the whip around coming up, 11:15. It's Featured Artist Friday. Ripping it with Ryan coming up at noon. Trade deadline less than a week from today. There was a trade yesterday. Josh Naylor goes from Arizona to Seattle. Which Orioles could be ex-Orioles next time we talk on Friday. So stick around for that. Steve Molesky, Bob Nightingale joining us as well. So we got you covered with the B-ball, baseball that is. But football next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.